Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Dave and Fionnuala's producer is Leah Hogarty. But she's not here today because she's in Prague. Now, would it be the wisest idea to ring her while we know she is in an Irish pub in Prague? It wouldn't. But then again, why wouldn't we? She answers, that'd be might, eh?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Dave, how are you?
Leah, it sounds suspiciously quiet where you are.
Oh, does it? Well, I move back to Trout.
Oh, yeah, why not?
If you can, if you can hear your us and hear yourself think, it would be great to get a sense of what's
going
on.
I'm going to put you on loudspeaker, one sec. Hello?
Hello, Leah, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you, just about.
Leah, where the hell did you find such a quiet spot? It was like you opened a magic door into the crack.
Sorry, I actually can't hear you.
For the purposes of actually communicating with Leah, she must get away from the crowd noise and the crack that they're having, but I think we know what's happening anyway.
I can hear you now, you're on speaker.
That's mighty, Leah. What time were you queuing this morning?
We started around 11 and the queue was going around the corner. We were chatting to the owner of the pub. He was at the top of the queue and he said he was being offered thousands from people just to reserve a table in the Dubliner.
Now, you say he was being offered. Was this man taking the thousands? Because it could be a right little money spinner.
It could have been a right job for him, but we were there about an hour and we eventually got in. We had friends coming behind us. And they were waiting about 2 hours in the queue, but they're in now, so it's grand.
Has there been a turnover already? Because what my thoughts were, people were there so early, they weren't going to last the full day.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that at all.
Leah, what I was asking was, has there been a turnover already because people queued so early and was on it so early that they've already had to go away and eat and go home?
No, I think they're just letting in bigger crowds because it doesn't seem like anyone is leaving. It's just getting busier and busier.
Leah, will you remind us, you've been in Prague now since Tuesday. Can you even begin to describe the crack that is going on there? Because we're getting bits of it on social. What is it like?
I can only describe it as All-Ireland final day, but times five. Bear in mind, I am from Roscommon, and I only ever get to geek crack on a Galway All-Ireland, but it is that. Everywhere you go, there's green jerseys. There is countless Irish pubs, and every single one of them is full.
And no queue for the women's toilets yet.
No, and that's the best part about it.
Leah, how...
I have started to see the men creep into the women's toilets.
Oh, the dirty perverts. Get them out, Leah.
How thrilled are you that you made the effort to travel over? Because it wasn't straightforward. You had to go through Berlin. There were trains involved. But what will it feel like being able to say, I was there for this match?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I actually hope that they win now. Like, we're all praying. The pub that we were in last night was called McCarthy. And some of the seats in there were actually church pews, and you had lads going out the door and bowing down at them and doing a prayer before they went out the door, because I think everyone is just really hoping that the pilgrimages they made are actually going to come through now.
There was a thought that religion has left this country, but you put on one big football game and everyone is praying to God. Leah, we'll let you get back to it and hopefully you will come back to Ireland and Ballinasloe safe and sound and in one piece. Enjoy the game.
Thanks,
Fionnuala. Thank you, Leah Hogarty, our woman on the ground in the Dubliner in Prague.
Oh, she's having the crack.
She is loving life.
I'm delighted for her. We were in the office with her the day that she was scrambling to get the flights. Came around quick in the end, but Leah, she may not be the most stalwart of Ireland fans, but by God, she's given it a good go.
And she's in great shape. For 4:15 in the day and a few hours to go on, and been queuing since this morning. Fair play to her, she's got stamina.
The woman is a rock of sense.
She
in
is.
In the best way possible now. I'd have no fear of her.
She's giddy though.
She's giddy.
Oh, she's giddy.
Giddy.
We are giddy. Hey! Hi.
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.